Today we're going to have you play a fun little game called Marry, Kill.
Oh, wow.
For this game, we'll show you pictures of three people, and you have to decide which one you want to have sex with, which you'd marry, and which one you'd kill.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
All right, producer Conrad, what do you got?
Last week I mentioned how I had three bets still cooking for a potential Super Bowl winner. That was the Rams, Bucks, and Bills. Only have one left. So do I let it ride, hedge the bet on another team, or cash out?
All right, hold on. Turn down the music a little bit. It's hard
my
to hear
bad,
you.
Then. My bad.
Yeah. I feel like an old man, like where I'm yelling at the kids at the frat house across the street. All right, give me that first one again.
Yeah, so I had three Super Bowl potential Super Bowl winners for a bet. Rams, Bucks, Bills. So obviously only one left after that. Do I let it ride? Do I hedge the bet on another team? Or do I cash out?
I think it's let it ride. It's cash out. What's the third option?
Or hedge on another one of
hedge.
The three teams remaining.
Okay. Cut, cash out, sit, hedge. I say start, let it ride with the Rams. You're going to get some good value there if they eventually most likely play the Kansas City Chiefs. But, you know, hey, it's a 10% chance the Bengals win that game. And the Rams have a lot of talent. Like, they've got good players all over the place. I mean, if Cam Akers hadn't fumbled the ball, he looked great the week before. So I say let it ride.
All right, let it ride. Matt, you just mentioned this gentleman in the just before, coming back after segment here, Ben Roethlisberger, along with Philip Rivers and Eli Manning, all came out of the same 2004 NFL draft. So now all officially retired after Ben made it official today. Or in the last 24 hours, excuse me. But out of those three, start them, sit them, cut them for Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, and Eli Manning. And I know there's some personal bias there.
There is. Okay, let's get the easy one out of the way. The easy one is the start. It's Ben Roethlisberger. Incredibly productive, incredibly tough. Won two Super Bowls. Did it early on, more of a running the game, and then more passing. Remember, when they won that second Super Bowl against Arizona, that was Roethlisberger to Santonio Holmes. I'm going to start him. Rivers had the better overall career. Eli Manning had the better moments. So I'm going to sit Eli Manning, and I'm going to cut Philip Rivers. Listen. Yeah. Who was the better quarterback? Rivers was the better quarterback than Eli Manning. So everyone who's coming at me saying, oh, you're being biased. I accept that. But if we're talking about taking the highs and the lows, I'll take the highs and lows of Eli versus that upper middle class that was Philip Rivers.
So, sidebar question to that one, but Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning probably going to make the Hall of Fame. Does Philip Rivers make it, you think?
Philip Rivers, I think he makes it.
All right, so all three out of that famous 2004 NFL draft going to the Hall of Fame in Matt's mind.
I think they do. The one that's going to have the hardest, I think, is Eli Manning.
Really?
I think if Manning makes it, he makes it late. Like, Rivers had a better career, you know, and this is not how it used to be, where you judge more on how many Super Bowl wins you have. Their analytics and other things play a bigger part. So, I put it this way. Eli Manning had the better career, but Philip Rivers is more deserving of the Hall of Fame, if that makes sense.
All right. I like it, Matt. We'll move off that into the Raptors here. So, in your mind, you're the coach of the Raptors. If everyone on the team is healthy, who is the first player you want coming off the bench for the squad, effectively being the team's sixth man? So,
yeah.
Start him, sit him, cut him for Kem Birch, Gary Trent Jr., or Chris Boucher?
I am going to sit Chris Boucher.
Okay.
And he can be very hot and cold. He missed a couple threes last night, late in that game and that loss. But he's had a great second half to this season. It can be really productive. But I'm going to cut him. I'm going to sit Kem Birch. He's the guy who does everything well. He doesn't do anything extraordinary, but he's a guy you can win with. but that's only so much of a needle mover. And I'm going to start Gary Trent Jr. Oh, I don't know if he should have been teed up and ejected from the game. But that was the second straight game of getting over 30 points. So I just like the ceiling of him. So I will start Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, and I know that Trent's been in the Raptors lineup recently, obviously due to health concerns. But I love the idea of him coming off the bench as the sixth man. Great scoring ability. The Raps really lack that on their bench right now. All right, we'll move over to the Leafs game last night. Start him, sit him, cut him for the nicest goal in the shootout between the Leafs and Ducks. Jason Spezza, Trevor Zegras, Austin Matthews.
I'm going to cut Spezza, sit Zegras, and start Matthews. And I'm starting Matthews just because it's hard scoring in shootouts. I know it didn't look like it last night. And he just made it look so easy and simple. Like, you go back and watch it, and it was almost like one of the great traits of a great scorer is when it looks like they're not trying, it still goes in. So I'll start Matthews.
Yeah, and he just slipped it right under them. And like you mentioned, Matt, it looked like it was going to be easy for all the shooters last night. And the first three scored, then the next three missed. So an interesting shootout last night for sure. Big World Cup qualifier tonight between Canada and Honduras at Olympico Metropolitano in Honduras. They drew 1-1 when they faced off at BMO Field in September. Start them, sit them, cut them for a win, a loss, or a draw for Team Canada tonight.
I'm going to cut a loss. I don't think that's going to happen. They are way better than Honduras. I know they've got a lousy record there, but how many of those losses happened before this regime? I'm going to sit, though, a win. Still not going to be easy, and there's no Alfonso Davies. I'm going to start a draw, a 1-1 draw between Honduras and Canada.
Okay, the Canadian men's national team was announced for the Olympics earlier this week for hockey as well. So, a bunch of notable names on there. Eric Staal, couple of your world juniors, and Mason McTavish and Owen Power, just to name a few. Does Team Canada win gold, medal, or not medal at all? Start them, sit them, cut them.
I'm going to cut not medal at all. I'm going to sit gold, and I'm going to start they medal, but not a gold medal. Aren't the players from the KHL, I think they're allowed to play, because what the hell goes on in Russia? Everyone's focused on the Ukraine. I don't know if we're focusing enough on the Winter Games, but I think the KHL players can go there. So I don't think they're not going to be favored for a gold, so I'll say they will medal.
Yeah, going back to the Cold War era where that Russian army team was just so dominant. All right, best hire of the three newest NFL GMs that have been hired in the past 24 to 48 hours. The hardworking Joe Schoen with your New York Football Giants. The businessman turned front office exec in Kwesi Adofo-Mensah with the Vikings. Or a man who has helped build the Chiefs up to what they are now, Ryan Poles in Chicago.
First off, good for you for saying all of Mensah's name. I'm going to, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to sit all three. Because on this question, I have no idea. And like with general managers, like they all have fairly impressive resumes. Mm-hmm. And there was none of those I saw where people were questioning going, what the hell are you doing? So I'm going to, I don't know if this is the coward way out. I'm not cutting any of them. I ain't starting any of them. I'm going to sit all of them.
Yeah, it's interesting, Matt. They all come from a little bit different of a background, but as far as Schoen and Poles, they both had success with their teams. The Bills and the Chiefs both looking great these days. And the other guy, Adofo-Mensah, coming from a business background. So a bit of a different hire, but sometimes you got to go different to get different results. All right, final question.
You want different voices.
Exactly. So final question here for you, Matt, but you've dropped a couple Star Wars references in the past week or so.
Yeah, I know.
So I'll hit you with this one to finish it off. A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, or Return of the Jedi? Start them, sit them, cut them.
Easiest one. You cut Return of the Jedi, but Return of the Jedi is good. I don't want to hear all you hipsters out there going, oh, I hated the Ewoks. Fine, you didn't like Ewoks. That's only part of the movie. Return of the Jedi, still a great movie. By the way, what happened at the end? Was there cannibalism going on? There's the Ewoks, and they're bouncing the helmets of the stormtroopers. Where were the bodies? Did they get eaten? So many questions. This is a close one, but we all know the right answer. Sit Star Wars and you start Empire Strikes Back. It's close, but it's the most compelling of those three movies.
Oh, the Jedi Master Matthew Kaws has spoken, and end of stardom, sit'em, cut'em, that is. So I'll flip it back to you, Matthew.
Thank you very much. Excellent job by you, Conrad. I'll say you are the Ewan McGregor. The Ewan McGregor, the young Obi-Wan.
I will take that. I will
it's
take
not bad.
That.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Liam Neeson. He's like, I didn't like Phantom Menace, but I was at that age, there's no way I was going to, where I was like, you know, like mid-20s-ish kind of age, or what was that? I was like, what year was Phantom Menace?
I think that could have been like just after 2000, 2001 or something, I want to say.
Wasn't it? No, because I was at Ryerson at, yes. No, I was at Ryerson at the time. It was like 99, so I was like 24 years old.
Okay.
So like I hated it, but...
Didn't like pod racing? No pod racing?
Again, different. Like, for you, you would have loved it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. There are people older than me that scoff at the movies I liked when I was at your age. And listen, the music was great. It looked great. I don't even know how we're here. I was going to say, yeah, Liam Neeson did a good job. That was the point. That was the point.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he was very good in that movie. All right, on the other side, I got a football stat for you that... it's going to lead to, it could happen on Sunday, the best bet that you can make this playoff weekend. I will get into that in a moment right here on Gameplay.